Culture Rich Conversations on Juno Afternoon is sponsored in part by Mark Stofa and Sarah Hannon of the Alaska Wild Salmon Company, delivering fresh salmon to Juno homes since 2006. Learn more at goodsalmon.com or 907-321-4997.
Hello and welcome to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm your host, Christina Michelle. And this week, as we continue to celebrate Women's History Month, we have a very special guest, feminine coach and motivational speaker, Buki Ayo. She's joining us via Zoom all the way from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. I first learned about Buki when I was planning a trip to Holland and was researching the top things to do in Amsterdam, and Buki's female empowerment dance classes came up. I was immediately sold. I texted my girlfriends right away and told them we have to go check this out when we get there. But then 2020 hit and our plans were postponed, so we still haven't made it to Amsterdam yet. But thankfully, I was still able to connect with Buki through one of her online courses, and her energy is just so beautiful. I'm grateful that I got to be a part of the program. So when I learned that we were talking about Women's History Month, of course, I thought of Buki, and thankfully, she was gracious enough to join us today. So thank you, Buki, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited that you're here as well. So tell us about yourself and about your business.
My name is Buki Ayo, as you just said. I am a 30-year-old woman. I was born in Belgium, and I have a mixed background. I have a Nigerian father, a Belgian mother. But I grew up in Belgium, but I'm now living in the Netherlands. So I've been living here for 11 years because I studied here and then I kind of just, you know, I stayed here. It's a nice country and there's a lot of culture and I really, really like that aspect. There's a lot of Black people and I like being surrounded with people I can relate to. I'm a former professional dancer. I still dance a little bit, but now as I have just become a mom, my body is still adjusting to being a mom. And also, as you said, COVID hit, so there's not really any space now to actually dance or take classes. So I'm just taking it easy and, you know, getting my mom stage on. So I'm currently focusing on my company, which is Femtitude. And this is a company where I teach women and also female entrepreneurs towards, you know, full embodiment of their feminine essence. And it just sounds a little spacey, and I always have a lot of people telling me, like, what does that actually mean, feminine essence? So just a quick, you know, update. What is feminine essence to me right now in 2020, at least, is awakening your feminine energy. It's healing your self-esteem, and it's nurturing the connection between your body and your mind. And I do that through dance and body movement. Also in a combination with coaching, as you have already experienced.
Yes.
That was through Zoom, but we couldn't actually dance in a moment. We had some exercises, but there was a lot of self-growth assignments. And I'm currently doing one-on-one coaching. As soon as we can, I'm going to be having my events again and retreats, and currently also working on a new online program.
Yay! That is so awesome. What are the events, what are the retreats going to be focused on? Are we talking about like 1 day, 3 days?
Well, I was going to do 3 days, but then, you know, all of the lockdown here in the Netherlands got prolonged. And I said, okay, maybe if I do 1 day, but now it seems that we still can't have 1 day. So I wish I can do 3 days, but it really depends on how long this situation is going to keep existing. And in the meantime, you know, I'm just trying to be available online and in one-on-one coaching. But I would love to do 3-day retreats. Why? Because in 3 days, you can just tackle so much, you know, yes. And it's this full experience. And because I really believe in sisterhood, I think that these 3 days are really going to make that connection between women who are, you know, all working at the same time on themselves. It's going to make it even stronger. And then this growth, even if I'm thinking, oh, I don't know how to do this, there's going to be women around me and surrounded who actually helped me with my own growth, or who can, you know, who I can look at and think, oh, that's how she does it. Maybe I should try it that way.
Right.
And then I'm going to learn from that. I hope that I can do 3 days, but it, you know, as I said, we just have to see, but if we can do 3 days, then we can do 3 days every month, you know, who knows? Who knows what the future holds? I hope we can do it really soon because I'm excited to just, you know, go to a beautiful location where we can leave our phones alone, no doing the dishes, no cleaning the house, just focus on your growth and focus on being in this beautiful environment with all these like-minded women and this beautiful energy. And I think that is going to have like a magical effect on all these women. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Well, I look forward to hearing about that because I am coming to Holland. I'm coming, or the Netherlands. I don't even know. Sorry. I keep intertwining them like they're all the same place. I know they're connected.
Well, they kind of are. I call them the same.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, good.
I understand. They're the same thing. Let's say it right now. Holland, the Netherlands, the same thing.
Okay, perfect. So, Buki, like the women who come to you, like what do they typically seek you out for? What are they looking for?
You know, in the past, it used to be physical confidence in their bodies because it was really, I started as a dance class. And then, you know, it was looking in the mirror at how our bodies moved. And then at the end of the dance class, we had a moment of coaching, group coaching, where we would sit in a circle. But most of the women who came back then, they wanted to feel comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
And now it has grown into this, I feel comfortable as a being, you know, I'm here, I'm a woman. I want to feel good as a woman. And I don't want to feel as if I have to be in this masculine environment and I have to pursue this masculine lifestyle. But it's okay to take a step back. It's okay to admit that you're not okay. It's okay to ask for help. You know, all these things, this is these are the type of people who want to grow, who feel like this is the moment for me to stop being stuck and to ask for help, but ask for help in a genuinely nice way and not somebody telling you to just stop crying, you know, but somebody who's going to listen to your story and think, okay, I can actually relate and maybe share their own experience. And then they feel this connection and wow, they have new girlfriends.
Yes. Yeah, they have new girlfriends and it sounds like they have new sisters too. I love that you're very much about the sisterhood and it's
Absolutely.
Something that it's so important for us as women to have those connections. So
yeah,
especially like I don't have biological sisters, but if you ask any person outside of my family, they'll probably tell you I have 10 sisters because I'm always like, oh, my sister and my sister and my sister. So I personally really connect with that desire, you know, for sisterhood. So Buki, tell me what inspired you to go into your field? How did you decide to get into this?
It was actually not necessarily me wanting to pursue a career in this. It was actually me coming from a period in my life where I had a burnout. I was suffering from a burnout. I had gone to therapy and after 1.5 year of therapy, I said, okay, but now I want to do something, you know, I feel better, but there's nothing out there for me where I feel safe to keep on growing. And I didn't want to just grow with my therapist. I wanted to grow with my friends because I was always home alone, just watching Netflix. And I said, okay, what can I do? So I was looking for a space where I could move my body because that's what I knew best at the time. But where I wouldn't feel judged because, you know, the dance world is a very hard world. Let's just call it a hard word. And we're very judgmental because we really aim for perfection all the time. And I was so fed up with aiming for perfection. I just wanted to feel good enough. I just wanted to move my body without having to think, okay, this choreography has to be perfect. I just want to move and experience. You know, that's the key word was experience. And I was looking for a space where I would be able to do that. And I couldn't find it. And I thought, okay, well, I have the opportunity to rent a studio. So I said, okay, I'm going to rent the studio for 1 hour a week. And then I'm going to invite people to come. So I started promoting on Instagram. And all of a sudden, there were like a lot of people responding positively. I said, oh, okay. So I was actually doing promotion for like 3 weeks only on my Instagram and a little bit on my Facebook. And at the end of these 3 weeks, I had more than 120 people signing up. I was
wow.
like, dude, it's not big enough. So that's when I realized, okay, this is something where a lot of people are interested in. And it was definitely in a time where you had Aaliyah Janelle and Pumpadence, you know, all these American dancers and teachers who were very into high heel dancing. I think that the Dutch people, or at least the people here, they felt really a sort of connection, because they were like, wow, feminine dance? And it's such a big thing in the USA. Let's do it here too. But then you come here and you don't really see these places. So I kind of rolled into it, to be very honest. It wasn't a very conscious decision. This is what I'm going to do. It was like, it started out as dance classes. Then I felt for myself, okay, I'm healed in this physical part or this physical area, but I want more. I see a lot of people and I recognize what they're going through. And I'm like, okay, this is how I got healed from this situation. Only a dance class, you know, I said, okay, maybe I should do a little bit more. So that's when I became dance and coaching. And now throughout these past 2.5 years, yes. Oh, it's 3 years. Whoops, 3 years. You know, it has like transformed into coaching, where body movement and dance is the tool, is a tool at least, not the only tool, because there's a lot of, as you noticed, like Zoom classes, etc., and one-on-one coaching where we don't necessarily use a dance studio. But as I am a very physical person, as you can see me,
yes.
But so you see my arms is moving all over the place here, and the listeners can't see that, but I'm a very, you know, physical person, so I move a lot, and I think dance is one of the ways that is the easiest for me to express myself and also to make it clear to people what I'm trying to say and how they can feel and how they can use their body to heal their mind and their soul. That's kind of how I got into it. I was looking for a space myself, and then I started upgrading, and here we are today in 2021.
Yes! Who, if anyone, inspired you, or who do you look to for mentorship or inspiration to kind of keep you going in what you do?
It's a hard question, because here in Europe, we don't really have many Black women who dance. There's not a lot of representation, let's call it at that. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of Black women or female representation. I was still at school, actually. Yeah, I had a Black teacher. He was teaching nutrition, and he could notice that I wasn't feeling well. So I was already struggling with my burnout back then. And I said, I'm so lost. And there's like no one I can look up to or whatever in this world, because they're all white, really skinny women and ballet dancers, and I feel like I can't relate. And he said, you know what, you should Google Misty Copeland, and you know, she is the principal dancer of American Ballet Theater, or what is it? Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I saw her and I was like, who is this angel? How have I never heard of her? You know, and even though I'm not a, you know, I'm trained in classical ballet as well, but I'm like a modern dancer, and I, you know, I'm an all-around dancer right now, but I didn't pursue a classical ballet career, but I could so relate to her struggle of being like the Black girl who started dancing late. I didn't start dancing late. I started when I was 7, which is like a normal age, but I did feel like when I started dancing professionally, like I was already late, because that's when I was 17. People had been dancing professionally or like at a really high level since they were 4. So for me, I would say Misty Copeland, because she embodies this strength, female strength, force, but also this feminine elegance. And then I don't mean like she wears dresses and high heels, but it's just like you can see her embodying herself as a woman, herself with her qualities and her passions. And she does it so effortlessly, yeah. So soft, that I don't feel like she's aggressive in any way, even though she had to. She really worked hard and she struggled to get where she is, because, you know, in ballet, unfortunately, we don't really see a lot of Black principal dancers. So I can relate a lot to Misty Copeland in that way. But for the feminine energy, maybe I've just not come across the right people. That could be it. But I haven't really found like a mentor in that way.
Okay.
I must admit, I have a business mentor who is a man. A white man, and he's very masculine. And at some moments, you know, I do really need that masculine push, like, okay, Bookie, you're still relaxing. You're still taking a break. Maybe now is the time to go do something. But I'm still really looking for a business, a mentor helping me with my feminine business.
Okay.
If any of the listeners have any ideas, please contact me and let me know.
Absolutely. That's what this is all about. It's the sisterhood.
Exactly. Yay.
Yes. Well, Buki, let's take a quick break right now, and we will come back. And when we do, I really want to hear about some of the challenges that you've had, because we're talking about women making history, and you know, a lot of what you are doing is really new. It's innovative. It's creative. And so you're making history in your own way. And I know that there are challenges that come with that. And so I would love for you to share with us about that when we come back. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to a quick break and we will be back in just a moment. Hello and welcome back to A Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and if you're just joining us, we are here celebrating Women's History Month, and we have a guest, Buki Ayo, who is a feminine coach and motivational speaker, and she's joining us via Zoom, and she is in the Netherlands. So Buki has been sharing with us about her journey in starting her company Femtitude and what she is doing to make history and make her mark in the world. And I'm just so excited to continue this conversation. So welcome back, Buki.
Thank you so much. And I, as well, am very excited to continue.
So before we went to break, I was saying that I wanted to ask about challenges that you've had to overcome in your field as a businesswoman, as a Black businesswoman. Just what are some of the challenges that you've faced and maybe currently are still facing?
I think the biggest one is not being taken seriously. And especially because what I do has this connection with our sexuality and, you know, our femininity. And in current society, we still don't see enough of that being praised. And you do see like the Me Too movement and feminism. It's getting more popular. However, when people see you move in a feminine way or connect to your sensuality, people often think like, okay, you must be an exotic dancer, or it's like, that's all you do. And it's very taboo for a lot of people to connect to your sensuality, while in fact, it is a source of so much magic and strength. I think mainly that, not being taken seriously. Also, when the coaching was involved and started to really grow and people started coming because of the coaching and not necessarily the dancing, there were also a lot of people who said, yeah, no, I don't want to come because, you know, I don't see myself dancing sexy. That's not for me. While when you are in a class, and we do have the body movement part, you can actually experience it as something completely different than dancing sexy. It's not necessarily dancing sexy. It's rather connecting to your inner feminine. It's connecting to parts of ourselves that we have not yet tapped into, where when we start tapping into these parts of ourselves, it's like a world opens. Yeah. So it's unfortunate, but I do feel that there is becoming more awareness. Awareness is definitely growing. It's 2021. I mean, it's time. And I think that this year is definitely going to like have a big impact, even though we're still in a lockdown. A lot of people are noticing symptoms of feeling burned out or overworked, and you don't have the time to take a step back because you're always in this space, which is normally the space during the day, work in your office, whatever, not if you're an entrepreneur, of course. Or maybe you have like not a home office, but now you're constantly in your own space. I think that a lot of people are going to need that balanced feminine energy by the end of this year, and then the whole world is gonna know me.
Yes.
Yeah, and also I must say, unfortunately, not getting paid. There are way too many people still. When dance is involved, they don't have a budget. Even though what I do is not just simply dance, it's actually coaching, and dance is a tool of the coaching because of the strong connection between mind and body. And then people just say, we don't have coaching budget, we have dancer budget. How do you see me, as a dancer or as a coach? And I like to see myself as a coach that uses dance as a tool, because what I do is not simply dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see how that would be a challenge. I mean, anytime you do something that's new and so innovative and creative as what you're doing, there's going to be coaching for people to even understand what you do. Like, you've got to help connect the dots. You got to coach them through that process. So what kind of has helped you with past challenges? Like, do you have kind of like a toolbox of things that you could say helps move you past those things?
I would say definitely listening to my intuition. What do I feel? And opening up to what I feel. Yeah. And I used to be a person, when I would feel something, or I knew that I was going to feel something, some sort of emotion that wasn't pleasant, I would think, okay, just skip through it, you know, go really fast through the emotions so you don't have to sit with it. And now, instead of rushing through it, I sit with it and I really experience the emotion. Because when you allow it to be there, when you allow it to be a part of you, that's when you can start accepting it. You can start healing from this experience. But when you always rush through it, there's going to be this moment when these feelings are going to catch up, you know, and then you have to shield then. And that's when you hit that wall and you have a burnout. All of a sudden, you're like, whoa, what's happening? So I would definitely say tap into your intuition, listen to your feelings, but also listen to your timing. And when I had a burnout, which was like a huge thing because I felt so stuck and I simply couldn't move anymore, I started listening to my timing. When somebody asked me, do you want to go out or, you know, have a drink? I would listen and I would ask myself, do I want to go out? And then I would wait until I felt like I was making an answer. If there was nothing, I would say no. Or I would try new stuff and then I would feel something. You know, it's like this process, like I felt like a toddler. How do I feel? How do I feel? Is it my time to do this? Do I feel like I want to do it right now? Okay, let's go. And then when I wouldn't like it, I'd be like, no, okay, wait, no, I shouldn't do this anymore. This is not nice. This is not for me.
Yeah.
So following your own timing and just also spontaneity. When you try something new for the first time, you can feel all these like little things happening. Wow, I feel a little nervous. I feel like I have butterflies in my stomach. Like, wow, is this how it's supposed to feel? Life is so beautiful because you learn all these new things. You get all these new energies. So definitely spontaneity. And I would, advise anyone to just go for it. If you want to do something, if you want to overcome an obstacle, don't be afraid to look at it, but look it straight in the eye and see it for what it is.
Yeah.
A stupid example maybe is spiders. I'm scared of spiders. they're just, I don't like how they look, you know, they have so many legs and they're so skinny legs, you know? And then somebody told me like, why don't you just look at it? And then when you look at it and you just look at it from up close, you're like, okay, actually now I've seen what it looks like and it's not that scary. But when you always, you know, there's a spider in the corner of your room and you're like, oh, I'm afraid to look at it. That's when it becomes this big thing. But when you look at it from up close, you're like, oh, it's just this. Oh, okay. I can handle this. And that's how I kind of do life right now. So I look at it. What is it really?
Yeah.
Am I scared of it with a reason? Or is it just me, you know, like, what's happening? And then most of the time, it's actually doable, or I can figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I love everything about what you just said. And I think that we as women can all relate to needing to look at the thing. You know, we're so used to like our shoulds, that term like shoulding all over yourself. And it's like, you know, it's I should feel this way, or I should say yes, or I should go do this thing or whatever. And really being able to stop and just be present with yourself and say, okay, first of all, I'm going to just trust my intuition. And, you know, I'm going to trust my timing. I'm going to take a moment to like really, I love what you said about that. Like, do I want to do this? Like, hold on, before I give that answer, we've lost that. A lot of us as women, we've been so conditioned to just be pleasers and to be givers. And and so to just connect back with yourself and your own feelings, like, is huge. And it reminds me of that saying, I don't know if it's like a Chinese proverb or like a, I don't know, it's some kind of proverb that says what you resist persists. So, you know, just talking about that kind of thing reminds me about the spider. It's like, if you resist looking at it, it's always this thing that you have to be afraid of. But as soon as you do like the shadow work, so to speak, and you're like, let's just look at it. Let's pull it up. Let's look at it. Let's move forward. That's huge. Huge. So,
it is.
So I think, you know, those would also be really good things for us as women to practice. If you're a woman who wants to kind of break out and do her thing, and maybe she's been sitting here kind of pushing everything away, not really looking at things, and wants to really step into her own, what additional advice, if any, would you give her? Like, if she's got like that kind of fear holding her back, or if she's got trauma holding her back, what would you say to her to help her kind of overcome that and be her own history maker? I hope that question made sense.
It does. It does. Okay. It absolutely does. Yeah. I would say do it for you. What I say to all my clients is, you are the most important person in your universe.
Yeah.
And with that, no one is going to do it for you. No one is going to ask you to constantly do it. Do the work, Bookie, do the work. No, it has to be me. Do it for me.
Yeah.
I want to do it for me because I know that I deserve it. I know that I am what I am worthy of. If you do it for somebody else, if you do it because you think it's cool, then I hate to say it, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But if you do it because you truly believe that this is what you want, if you truly believe that this is what you deserve, then you're going to be pushing yourself all the time and telling yourself, okay, you know what? Let's try it again. Let's try it again. And also, let me say this in a nice way.
Okay.
Let me say this in a nice way. Also, don't baby yourself. Don't baby yourself. And with don't baby yourself, I don't mean this in a mean way, but you're stronger than you think you are. And I know that strong is this, like, it's almost like a buzzword. We're women, we're strong, yes, but we really are. If it wasn't for us, we wouldn't be going through it. There's a lot of women out there who are not seeing what they're capable of. And you don't know what you're capable of until you start trying it. So I would suggest, don't baby yourself. Don't always think, oh my God, no, I can't do it. Just start small. Take a baby step, literally. Yeah. Okay, you want to do something and you want people to know you, then start trying to be visible online and see how that works out. If people are going to judge you, guess what? That's always going to happen. There's always going to be people who judge you, but it's up to you to find and attract your soul's tribe. The people who are destined to be with you, follow you, buy from you, those people you will attract while being yourself, not while being somebody else or pursuing something that somebody else is doing because you think it's cool. As soon as you start being who you are, and you can take it as slow as you want to, but you have to start doing it eventually, that's when you're going to attract people who recognize themselves in you, who can relate to what you've been through, or who can relate to what you want to do in the world. And I think then the most important word maybe is authenticity. We don't need somebody else who's already existing. We need you. Yeah. We need you and your authenticity. We want your story. We want your struggle. We want all the dirt. But we also want to see this beautiful potential. Like, oh my God, if this is possible, who knows what I can do? You inspire people by being yourself. There's nothing as beautiful as daring to be vulnerable and connecting because of vulnerability. And I think that's the power of sisterhood, connecting through vulnerability. So go out there, be yourself, you will attract the right people. And the people who are not for you, they're simply not for you, which is fine because they're going to be attracted to somebody else. And when they're not attracted to you, at least you can say, well, I didn't waste my time on that person.
That's right.
Yep, that's it.
Great advice. Thank you, Bookie.
You're welcome.
When people think of you as a woman who is making history right now, today in 2021, when people look back, what would you most want to be known for?
This is a beautiful question, Christina. This is a beautiful question. There's a lot of things I want to be known for, but I think the main thing which I currently feel like I want to be known for is that we as women, we don't need to chase this old school, old fashioned masculine way of life. We have been conditioned to believe that hard work is what gives us, I mean, and hard work, yes, but hustle gives us a good life. But what we do is we tend to like focus on the masculine way. But when we start tapping into that feminine way, this is where your happiness lies. Mm-hmm. And this is where we as women feel enough. Because when we constantly tap into this masculine energy, this masculine side, these masculine traits, that's when we're going to feel overworked or overwhelmed or burned out. And we constantly feel like we're, you know, we're taking steps forward and pop, we hit another wall. Mm-hmm. And we have to, you know, we have to start healing again. We have to recover and then we can go again. Instead of how beautiful would it be if you could actually keep moving forward in life. And sometimes you go a little bit to the left and sometimes you go a little bit to the right, but you can keep moving with peace of mind, with happiness, with content, with, you know, all yes. these beautiful energies instead of constantly working and trying so hard. And then pop, you have to start all over again because, you know, you were working with an energy that is not necessarily your own. And I want women to understand that you are enough as you are. You don't have to chase this other way. As you said, we often tend to please people. We think that we have to please people all the time. But when you focus and you rethink this narrative of wanting to please people and you shift it to wanting to please yourself, this is where the magic happens. When you're yourself, I couldn't say it any different. You know, this is where the magic happens.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, man. Well, on that note, we're just going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I'd love for you to, in closing, just share how our listeners can connect with you, because I know that they're going to want to. So we'll be right back. You'll have an opportunity to do that.
Great.
Hello and welcome back to A Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and I have had the pleasure of speaking with Buki Ayo, who is a feminine coach and motivational speaker, and she's joining us via Zoom from the Netherlands. And Buki has just been sharing so many insights about her journey as a female entrepreneur and what she's doing to make history in the world. I would love, Buki, for you to share with us now how we can stay connected with you. What do you have coming up? Because I know that we have a lot of listeners who are going to want to learn more, who are going to want to get connected with what you have going on. So let us know how we can do that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited to hear that. I'm on Instagram and I have two pages. I have the Femtitude page and I have my personal page, which is The Buki Ayo. And Femtitude is just Femtitude. And I'm also on Clubhouse. Yes, we are finally doing it. We have weekly sessions on Thursday. However, of course, they are Central European time at 8 p.m. So I'm not sure what time that is. That must be 10 a.m.
8 p.m.
where you are.
Yeah.
I think it's 10 a.m. So it's doable.
Yep.
And we have conversations because what we miss right now is we're all in a lockdown. I mean, at least here in Europe, we're still really in lockdown. And we can just communicate with each other, have conversations about topics that you normally don't talk about. We had mental health. We had women shaming. We have coming up how to love your traumatic past. Tomorrow, actually, whenever. And
So we have tomorrow so many topics. Is your
tomorrow is my Thursday. Thursday.
That's well, perfect. We have topics. It'll all be the Thursday time. For us.
Great.
Yeah. It'll be the end of Thursday, I think. I don't know. We'll figure out the time. But yeah.
Yes. But I mean, the main thing is we have conversations every Thursday, and our panel has like four women right now. We have a women's mental health coach. We have a clinical development psychologist on the board. We have an entrepreneur host, podcast host, and a professional dancer on the board. And then we have me as well. And anyone can be a speaker. And this is the nice part. Now that we cannot meet up in person, we can allow each other to still speak and ask questions and just have real conversations. And I must admit that even going live on Instagram, it just opens up this space where people feel like we're all equal. And I like that. I really like that. And this is one of the principles of sisterhood. No one is better than the other. We're equal. So I am mostly on Instagram. That's where I post my content. That's where you can see all of it. I'm on Facebook too, but unfortunately I am more on Instagram and Clubhouse now, just very recently since February.
Yep. Nice. Yeah. Okay. And Buki, can you spell femtitude for us just to make sure we get it right?
Okay. English spelling coming up. femtitude is FEMMETIT. UDE. I used to like have like a song so you could remember it, but I don't remember it. It's been too long. But let me see. FEMMETITUED.
Got it.
And and I'm currently working on my online program, which will, I can't say the date yet, which when I'm going to launch it, but it's going to be super amazing. I mean, I'm so excited. I've been putting a lot of time in it, and I've been testing it with some people as well, and they're so excited, and this makes me feel so happy and grateful. Yeah, so that's what's coming up, an online program, and as soon as this lockdown is over, I can start figuring out how to finally start my retreats up again.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again, Buki, for being with us today. It's been such a pleasure, such an honor. And to our listeners, we really appreciate you joining us today as well. And if you are interested in learning more about Buki, you can go to any of the social media connections that she mentioned. And if you have any questions about the Black Awareness Association, you can find us on Facebook. You can just search Juno BAA. You can also contact us through email at junobaa@gmail.com. So again, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you again, Buki. And
thank you.
Absolutely. And we will talk to you all again next Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
Culture-rich conversations on Juno Afternoon is sponsored in part by Mark Stofa and Sarah Hannon of the Alaska Wild Salmon Company, delivering fresh salmon to Juno homes since 2006. Learn more at goodsalmon.com or 907-321-4997.